This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. After days of negotiations over a controversial artificial intelligence policy, lawmakers saw their efforts on a deal fall apart late in the day Monday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado lawmakers have spent their special session grappling with competing visions of how and how much to regulate AI decision-making. Democratic Senator Robert Rodriguez says ironing out a path that works for everyone has been impossible.
Business, consumer protection advocates, labor, and educators came together, but big tech didn't like the deal. Because they don't like the liability, and let me be clear here, we could be the first state in the nation to enact guardrails around AI that result in liability to these systems when they cause harm.
What lawmakers have agreed on is a pause. They'll delay the state's impending AI law for an extra 5 months, giving them more time to work out issues next session. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Voters in Pueblo may decide on at least two local sales tax increases this November. CPR's Dan Boyce reports city council members are considering a second tax measure.
The city council just voted against sending this 0.5% tax to voters a couple weeks back, but council members say they wanted to change some of the language in the measure. It would keep a tax in place since the early 90s, meant to fund economic development. Otherwise, this tax would expire at the end of 2026. If approved, the 0.5% tax decision will be on the November ballot, and it would add to another local tax ballot measure approved by council earlier this month, a 1% sales tax increase for city services. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There's rain in the forecast for much of Colorado that could cause flooding in the west and in the mountains. Along the Front Range, it's highs today in the 70s in Denver and Colorado Springs. This is CPR News and KRCC.